This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Good afternoon. The South Dakota Senate will come to order, and we're really privileged to have Father Ron Gary back with us from the St. John's Catholic Church in Fort Pierre to pray over and for and with us, especially as a number of us will be traveling, and also from the great city of Brookings. That was really enthusiastic. Jessica Johnson, who is our page of the day, leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
We hear in Psalm 51, "A clean heart create for me, God. Renew within me a steadfast spirit. Do not drive me from before your face, nor take from me your Holy Spirit. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit. O God, as your people, we come humbly before you, aware of our weakness and confident in your desire to show us the way of goodness. Root out the sin from our hearts. Form us as a people of justice and mercy. Grant us the light of your guidance in our work this day. Bless us in our travels and our families. To you, O Lord, we pray. Amen."
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Bradford, Brown, Buell, O'Donnell, Kamak, Curd, Ewing, Fegan, Frerichs, Greenfield, Hager, Haverly, Heineman, Heinert, Holeen, Hunoff, Jensen, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Omdahl, Otten, Parsley, Peters, Peterson, Rampelberg, Rush, Shorma, Sohold, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Van Gerpen, Valley, and White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal, please.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 19th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kamak, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you, everyone, for being here, specifically in the gallery, but also those who are watching over our live stream through our partnership with South Dakota Public Broadcasting. The senators are grateful that you've come and wish you safe travels as you head out. We'd like to do some individual introductions at this time, and then a couple maybe from the floor. But first of all, for everyone, especially the students, we're honored to have physicians that take care of us every day. They volunteer their time away from their practice, very busy practices, and then their partners also backfill and take care of those patients. And today we have Dr. Troy Howard. Dr. Howard up there, please stand. We're really honored to have you. This is his first time in this service, and we're grateful. He is an ENT, otolaryngologist, in case you're on a game show. And his practice is at Rapid City Regional Hospital and Clinics. And he went to the University of South Dakota School of Medicine and completed his residency, and I assume even a little more of a fellowship. And you're very, very modest at Ohio State University in Columbus. But are you a Buckeyes fan now, or? Yeah. Really good political answer. He's a member of the South Dakota Medical Association, and actually, today is really the day to get your sinus surgery done here. But anyway, Doctor, thank you for taking care of us very much, and welcome. Now, how about all the CTSO shadows, if you'd stand, that have been following us all around? Such a great program, and we're grateful not only for your initiative. Think about being a page or an intern, if that's in your making, but all of you are leaders. We know that. And so what leaders do is continue to mentor those to come and be involved, because as I'm fond of saying, the world's run by those who show up, and you're showing up. So thank you for following and being our shadows today, and thank you to also your advisors and those leaders. Thank you very much. Senator Kamak,
Mr. President, personal privilege.
Granted, sir. Good afternoon.
I would like to take a moment and introduce my wife, my Valentine from for quite a few years, and my oldest son, Scott. If you've got a horse that isn't feeling well or a puppy that isn't doing very good, he can take care of that for you. He's veterinarian in Sturgis. And my oldest granddaughter, Capri.
Hi, Capri. Can we wave? Hi. Any other personal privileges, senators? Okay, then we're moving on. Our business at the start is mostly what I refer to as housekeeping, reportings out of what's happening with our committee action, and all this is done orally because in accordance with our laws at the time and Constitution, there were no computers, but we're keeping track of those through our computers, so we'll proceed quickly through reports of standing committees. Thanks.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate bills 10, 11, 14, 18, 68, and 20 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Also, the Committee on Judiciary reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1059 and recommends do pass, and Senate Bill 123 and recommends deferring till the 41st legislative day. Senator Teason, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1210 and recommends do pass. Senator Greenfield, Vice Chair. Committee on Ag and Natural Resources reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 98 and Senate Bill 136 and recommends do pass. Senator Kamak, Chair. And finally, the Committee on Education reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1008 and recommends do pass. Senator Sohol, Chair.
Messages, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has concurred in Senate amendments to HCR 1005. I have the honor to transmit HCR 1012, which has been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is requested. And I have the honor to return here with Senate Bills 10, 11, 14, 18, and 68, which have passed the House without change. And I have the honor to transmit House Bills 1064, 1108, 1117, 1135, 1136, 1157, 1187, 1188, 1207, and 1208, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is requested. Respectfully, Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions, please.
Senator Brown moves that HCR 1011 be deferred until Tuesday, February 16th, the 21st legislative day.
All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
HCR 1012, a concurrent resolution requesting the South Dakota Congressional Delegation to introduce legislation to compensate private landowners for fire damage caused by the United States Forest Service.
Referral to committee of HCR 1012 has been waived, and this will be on our calendar for Tuesday. First reading of House bills. These are read in open session because, again, people used to sit up here and keep track by writing down the names and the numbers and the referral to committees. That's how they kept track. Obviously, we do that by computer now. So just to move through them more efficiently, these are bills that passed the House and are over here for consideration. First reading will be done simultaneously here by our team up front. Please commence first reading of House bills.
House Bill 1064, an act to apply certain penalties regarding damages, tamperings, and malicious acts to certain railroads that carry passengers. 1108, an act to revise certain municipal special assessment provisions and to provide for exclusion of territory from municipalities. 1117, an act to repeal certain provisions concerning the authorization for the use of other languages in public records or public meetings. House Bill 1135, an act to establish venue for certain actions arising out of real property lease agreements. House Bill 1136, an act to eliminate the Council on Higher Education Policy Goals, Performance and Accountability, and to transfer its functions to the Legislative Planning Committee. And finally, House Bill 1157, an act to require that a doctor provide a woman additional information as a part of informed consent prior to performing an abortion.
Thanks. House Bill 1207, 1208 to appropriations. Commerce has been assigned 1187, Education 1136, Health and Human Services 1157, Judiciary 1064 and 1135, Local Government 1108 and 1117, and Transportation shall hear House Bill 1188. We're on to our consent calendar. That's three bills today that are on this calendar. They've been put there by unanimous consent. They're not subject to debate, but may be removed for debate on Tuesday. I'm not seeing that anybody has removed these, and therefore we will proceed. Obviously, questions may be asked. Consent calendar, please.
House Bill 1113, an act to exempt from the excise tax on motor vehicles the transfer of motor vehicles to a nonprofit organization under certain conditions. House Bill 1087, an act to repeal the requirement of a certain public election notice. And House Bill 1089, an act to revise provisions for accumulation of funds for certain municipal enterprises.
Thank you. House Bills 1113, 1087, and 1089, having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions on any of these bills, Senators? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bills 1113, 1087, and 1089. Those in favor, please vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell, excused. Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd, excused. Ewing?
Aye.
Fegan?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield? Hager. Hager.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Holleen, excused. Hunoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Shorma.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen. Valley.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 31 yeas, 4 excused.
House Bills 1113, 1087, and 1089, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, are all hereby declared passed. Any questions on any of these titles? Okay, titles approved then. Thanks. Debate calendar, second reading of Senate bills, please.
Senate Bill 120, an act to make an appropriation to reimburse certain family physicians, dentists, physician's assistants, and nurse practitioners who have complied with the requirements of the Recruitment Assistance Program and to declare an emergency.
Thank you. Senate Bill 120, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Senator
Mr.
Peters,
thank
good
you,
afternoon,
President.
Ma'am.
How are you?
Great. Good to see you.
Good.
Safe travels to you.
Thank you. I actually get to stay here for most of the weekend. Senate Bill 120 is an annual bill that we bring. It's to basically pay the state's bills for folks that have already completed the 3-year or 5-year requirement. So we are doing their tuition assistance. So basically, we've got 3 physicians, 2 physician assistants, 3 nurse practitioners, and 1 dentist that have met the requirements. The state cost share is $518,600, and the local match is $230,961. Part of that differential is depending on the size of the community of where these folks are going after medical school, depends on how much money the state kicks in for reimbursement of their tuition. So if a town is less than 2,500, the state kicks in 75%, the town kicks in 25%. But if you get to a town the size of 5,000 to 10,000, the town picks up 75% and the state picks up only 25%. So we've got a graduated scale based on the size of the community, and it's a pretty successful program. We have a lot of folks coming through it, and I just encourage everybody's support to continue paying our bills when it comes to participants that were eligible for our recruitment assistance program. So with that, I'll stand by for questions. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much, Senator Peters. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 120. It has a two-thirds majority requirement because of the appropriation, as well as the emergency clause. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Excused.
Kamak.
Aye.
Kurd. Excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Fegan.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Holleen. Excused. Hunoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Shorma.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, 3 excused.
Senate Bill 120, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any title questions? Thank you very much. Title's approved.
Senator Brown moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred until Tuesday, February 16th, the 21st legislative day.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I have quite a few bills to sign, so we'll handle the announcements, and then you can be on your way while I'm still signing those. Any announcements for today and or for Tuesday? Senator Kamak.
The Senate Ag and Natural Resources Committee will meet in room 412 Tuesday at 10 a.m. We have about four bills to deal with.
Thank you. Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Judiciary Committee will meet at 8 o'clock and consider seven bills.
Thank you. Senator Soholt, good afternoon, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education, we will meet on Tuesday, but time change, everyone, 8 o'clock, not 7:45, 8 o'clock on Tuesday.
8 a.m. Tuesday, 8 a.m. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be no Commerce and Energy meeting on Tuesday. I've been given the leeway as the vice chair and the chairstead to make the decision, and my decision is we will not work on
Wow.
Tuesday. Thank you.
That's what happens during a power vacuum. Way to go. Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, appropriations, we're going to have bill hearings. We're going to work hard next week, all week with bill hearings. We're going to start Tuesday at 8 a.m. So
Tuesday.
Come and join us.
Okay. Any other announcements? Okay. As I said, I have a number of bills to sign, so please feel free to be on your way. Give us a few people around for an adjournment if necessary. Otherwise, we're going to be here all weekend without adjourning. Constitution requires that the President sign in open session bills that have passed both the House and the Senate, and at this time, and read the titles as well. At this time, President signing an act to authorize the Board of Regents to contract for the renovation and construction of an addition to Harding Hall on the campus of South Dakota State University, make an appropriation therefore, and rename it the Tiedemann Hall. President signing an act to authorize the Board of Regents to purchase land from Dakota State University Foundation for use and benefit of Dakota State University in Madison and make an appropriation, therefore, and declare an emergency. Senate Bill 11. Frightening. It was frightening. President signing an act to revise certain administrative provisions and repeal certain obsolete provisions concerning the South Dakota retirement system. That's Senate Bill 14. President signing an act to make an appropriation from the Coordinated Natural Resources Conservation Fund to the State Conservation Commission and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 18. President signing an act to revise certain provisions related to behavioral health. That's Senate Bill 20. President President is signing an act to make appropriations from the Water and Environmental Fund, Environment Fund, and its revolving fund subfunds for various water and environmental purposes to revise solid waste management program recycling provisions and to revise Water and Environmental Fund loan terms and to declare an emergency, Senate Bill 68. President signing an act to place certain substances on the controlled substance schedule and to declare an emergency. That's House Bill 1025. President signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding licensure of massage therapists. That's 1027. House Bill 1027. President signing an act to revise certain provisions concerning election and election petitions and to declare an emergency, that's 1033. President signing an act to revise various trust and trust company provisions and to establish and regulate South Dakota Special Spousal Trust, that's House Bill 1039. President signing an act to revise certain provisions relating to the veterans' preference in employment. That's House Bill 1056. President signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding required notice of relocation of a minor child when a protection order is in place. That's 1063. President signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding the public notice of a meeting for a public body, 1066. House Bill 1066. President signing an act to set a minimum size for a sign about zoning changes or conditional use permits, House Bill 1100. President signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding the qualification process for municipal office, and that's House Bill 1103. Can I get them all? Am I missing one there? I'll double check here. That's why you're the scrub nurse. President signing an act to authorize municipalities to create programs to encourage housing development. That's House Bill 1101. That system works, Jill. Great job. Always have the right sponge count on the patient. Okay. Let's proceed, Boots, please.
Senator Soholt moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Safe travels. Thank you.